When winter weather set in, the temperatures dropped below freezing, and they stayed there, and I faced a whole new set of challenges. I parked a different place every night so I would avoid being noticed and hassled by the police. I didn't always succeed. But I felt out of control of my life, and I don't know when or how it happened, but the speed at which I went from being a talented writer and journalist to being a homeless woman living in a van took my breath away. I hadn't changed. My IQ hadn't dropped. My talent, my integrity, my values, everything about me remained the same, but I had changed somehow. I spiraled deeper and deeper into a depression, and eventually someone referred me to a homeless health clinic. And I went. I hadn't bathed in 3 days. I was as smelly and as depressed as anyone in line. I just wasn't drunk or high. And when several of the homeless men realized that, including a former university professor, they said, "You aren't homeless. Why are you really here? Other homeless people didn't see me as homeless, but I did." Then the professor listened to my story and he said, "You have a job. You have hope. The real homeless don't have hope." A reaction to the medication the clinic gave me for my depression left me suicidal, and I remember thinking, if I killed myself, no one would notice.